developing countries will have registered 6.1% economic growth this year. According to the World Bank's annual Global Economic Prospects report, the fastest growing region is again East Asia and the Pacific, led by China, with 7.8% growth. South Asia, led by India, is close behind with 6% growth. The fastest individual countries are China, Russia, and India. The fast pace of growth has permitted Asian countries, particularly China, to lift hundreds of millions of people out of poverty. China's booming economy is boosting per capita income levels, which have been rising at an extraordinary 6% annually. But sub-Saharan Africa and Latin America are experiencing less robust growth, and their per capita income levels are rising more slowly or in some cases actually declining. François Bourguignon, the World Bank's chief economist, says as a result of Asia's boom, Africa is becoming the region with the greatest number of poor people.
Within 10 years, Africa region, sub-Saharan Africa region, will be the region where most poverty will tend to concentrate in the world. In other words, in a span of 30 years, poverty will have gone from being an Asian problem to being an African problem.
As many developing countries remain reliant on commodity exports, World Bank economist Hans Timmer says they are benefiting from the rising prices of raw materials.
We see the increase of almost 50% in the oil price. What is less well known is that metal prices have actually increased even further than even more than the oil prices, and also agricultural prices have increased significantly more than the manufacturing prices.
The World Bank warns that developing country growth could be adversely affected by higher oil prices. The countries most at risk, it says, are the poorest oil importing countries and middle-income debtors. In compiling its data, the World Bank identifies most nations of the world as developing countries. Classified as high-income countries are Japan, Australia, the United States, Canada, and most of Western Europe. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.